You're listening to SBS News.
For Kan Liu and his wife Julie Jin, Melbourne's lockdown brought some silver linings. They've been able to spend more time with Kan's parents, who have been in Australia since May last year and are applying for a parent's visa. But Miss Jin and her husband are worried about the government's requirements for 143 visa applicants to fly overseas to have their visas granted.
My in-law has been applied for parent visa for 6.5 years. They're in their final stage of application. Currently, they've been notified by the immigration department to leave the country within 2 months. Otherwise, their application can be rejected. So far, we have paid almost $100,000 for this application. But with the situation in COVID, there is a lot of potential risk involved in going overseas. And also, there is an estimate to be $25,000 to be expended for a round trip from China back to Australia.
Ms. Jin says her in-laws also have to quarantine for 28 days upon their departure and return, and she fears they could get stuck overseas. As full-time working parents, Kan and Julie need all the help they can get, and they want their daughter to grow up with her grandparents. Ms. Jin says the pandemic has made things really difficult.
Traditionally, it is very easy. People just take a 2 to 3 days holiday in Bali and then they will fix the problem. But at the moment, it's difficult. They have to leave to be able to have permanency to re-enter Australia.
Just last month, the government made temporary concessions for some partner visa applicants. It removed the requirement to have to fly out of Australia, and there are calls now for that to be extended further in the family visa program. Labor MP Julian Hill says there are numerous families in the same boat and he wants the rules to be relaxed.
Forcing families to fly overseas in the middle of a pandemic and then come back, quarantine, just to get their visa granted is madness. The minister could fix this with a stroke of his pen and he should act immediately. Right before Christmas, there are thousands of Australian families terrified that their elderly parents are going to be forced to leave the country, pay for expensive flights, risk being stranded, and waste a quarantine spot coming home. They should just give them the visa.
Ms. Jin says it's a little unfair that the law hasn't been extended to parents as well.
I wasn't expecting, because I know the law is law and it's not easy to be changed. Until I get the news that the partner allowed to stay, then I'm hoping that they will extend the regulation to parents, because for us, in our culture, parents also is an important part in our family. During the middle of pandemic, we just want the family to be together, to support each other and care for each other. And we just feel like we've been pulled apart by the regulation for no obvious reason.
Mr. Hill says he's personally heard from hundreds of people about this issue, and he thinks the government needs to do more to address it.
Unbelievably, Minister Alan Tudge says to Australians that their parents are not immediate family members. That's just insane. Their parents are safe here in Australia, have been waiting for years for this visa. They should just get the visa now. I'd also note that there are 37,000 Australians desperate to come home, stranded around the world. The government says there's not enough quarantine places, yet they're wasting precious quarantine places, forcing people who are already here to fly overseas and back again.
The Department of Home Affairs says it will work with families to provide extensions and that no visa will be refused due to an inability to travel offshore. Ms. Jin has this message for the government.
In government point of view, parents are not in immediate family, but they are a very important part in our culture and in a lot of immigrants' culture, and they are going to be a permanent residence if they leave the country, which means that they might become a part of the community in Australia very soon if they ever come back. I would like the government to look after people who are vulnerable during the pandemic and to look after people who is going to be part of our community.
Sarah Shalala, SBS News.